Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Syria with Turkey and sanctions, and the Texas cop who shot a black woman in her home charged with murder in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. I said it in the first hour, but if you just caught me now, it's really kind of wild, I have to say. I'm at a hotel where I'm overlooking the runway, so I'm watching planes come in and out. Luckily, it's not so loud that it's blowing it out, and you can hear it in the background, although that might be kind of cool, but a ton of planes are landing all hours of the night here. Obviously, it's our busiest airport. It's an insane amount of air traffic, and it is the hub for Delta Airlines. I'm here speaking, and it was quite fun today to be able to do that while I had a keen eye on what was happening in Syria. As I know, there's lots of conversations about that, but I want to go to a local incident in Fort Worth, Texas first, because this is part of what's happening in your backyard and mine. There are conversations about police officers and being trigger happy or reaching for the gun, and then the situation not what they think it is. And this is just another sad tale. A Fort Worth officer, his name's Aaron Dean, was actually charged with murder on Monday after fatally shooting at Tiana Jefferson. She was playing video games in her home. There was a window that was opened. Somebody, I believe, called the police, and then they went to investigate. It was super dark outside, and they walked around, had a light held up. So she was playing, and this is, again, what is so awful and just unbearable, some of the details of this. Imagine an 8-year-old. The 8-year-old nephew was who she was playing video games with. And I think of myself with my nephew. I'm being honest. That's the first thing I thought of, how often I was with Owen. And I just can't even imagine that. So he's being held on $200,000 bond at this point. Interim police chief there said Dean would have been fired and is considered dishonorably discharged from the department, period. She's 28 years old, Ms. Jefferson. She was shot through, as I said, her bedroom window and was killed. And, early on Monday, family members had a news conference. They were demanding he be fired, criminally charged. And they say this is a reckless act. Again, there should be a federal investigation. And, you know, this is another story in an area where this just had happened a year previously. Well, Dallas, so 45 minutes apart, where you had the female officer, Amber Geiger, who ended up being convicted of murdering a black man in his home, and she was a white woman, police officer, or was former police officer, when she mistakenly thought it was her apartment, and she was distraught over that, and we all know what ended up happening afterwards. So we'll see how this plays out, but there is a lot of outrage in that community, and it's the conversation that's happening. I say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and there is lots of conversation over that. There's no doubt about that. All right, the Pentagon is going to withdraw from Syria because of these threats. We know that. The defense secretary is saying the president expanded a withdrawal from northern Syria, and this is another part of the conversation. What do we do with the Middle East? Are we turning our back on the Kurds? Turkey can fire at random. Sanctions are being leveled on them by not just the United States now. Other countries are not selling arms to Turkey. So the Pentagon is going to pull all the troops from Syria over the next couple of weeks, reversing years of the U.S. policy on fighting Islamic State terrorists in the Middle East. This is the part of the conversation, to me, that is significant. One, being careful about what we do to our allies, people who have aided us, and then two, how long do we stay somewhere, and what do we do with Islamic state terrorism, and where have we gotten on that? Since 2014, the U.S.-led coalition fighting that group has absolutely relied on the backs of Kurdish forces on the ground to recapture ground space from the militants. So last week, the president agreed in a phone call with Turkey's president to remove about 50 U.S. troops near Syria's border area with Turkey. That way they could go through. Turkey is targeting the same Kurdish fighters known as the Syrian Democratic Forces, where they consider them terrorists. And now, because, you know, Turkey had been reluctant to launch an attack because they thought they would wound or hurt or kill U.S. forces, now they're not going to have to worry about any of that because they're all going to be gone. The Pentagon, however, like the Defense Secretary Mark Esper, said it's an impulsive decision by the Turkish president to invade northern Syria, and it's going to destabilize the region and put Americans, Syrian, Kurdish partners in harm's way. They are in harm's way. They already are. We know that, and now there is the pullback that is happening of the troops, and the withdrawal of the troops is considered by some Middle Eastern experts to be a boon to ISIS and the chaos that now will ensue there. But if you look at a map and you look at where, you look at oil and natural gas fields, you look at ISIS rather support areas, you look at where the forces are, you look at Turkey's safe zone or what they say is a safe zone, you look at Russia and Iran and Assad and their piece of the puzzle, and these areas of conflict in Syria just get stickier, stickier and stickier. What is the answer? What do you think the answer is? You know my answer. I talk about the quicksand of the Middle East a lot on this show, but I also don't think we abandon allies. I think it's outrageous if you want people to help you and then you say, ah, screw it, we're out of here. But what was the end game? There wasn't an end game. And 2014 to 2019, is this where we constantly stay somewhere and invest more blood, sweat, and tears? Yeah, there's the problem. Quickly, I want to mention this. Because I'm in Atlanta, I was down in Buckhead, and they actually have a thriving mall. Where you're living, they may have shuttered the mall. In my neighborhood, they closed one of the malls. And remember, that used to be the thing. You ran over the mall, you grabbed, you know, XYZ. It's a very tricky because of Amazon and online ordering, what's happening in the USA with malls. That historically, this was the place to go to hang out, to grab grub, whatever. In some places, still thriving a bit. In other places, completely shutting down. And then you had those anchor stores, like Sears was one of those stores. Sears is closing more stores. Kmart is closing stores, too. And this is because they're being put out of business by, you know, Jeff Bezos and other people, where you can order online instead, and you're not going to the malls anymore. You're not grabbing up the stuff that you used to run and go get. All right, quickly, I'm going to say this. Remember Yahoo and the big data breach? They've settled that. So they settled that for $117.5 million. That was a class action suit. So if you had a Yahoo account between, ready for this? I'm going to give you some free money. If you had a Yahoo account between January 1st, 2012 and December 31st, 2016, including traditional Yahoo email or accounts in Yahoo Fantasy Sports, blah, 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 you could get 2 years of free credit monitoring services by All Clear ID, or up to $358. I'd take the cash, wouldn't you? Stay with us. Coming up next, Phil Romano, one of my favorite people, a mentor to me, really, when it comes to business. Think Macaroni Grill. He's got some really awesome thoughts on business and giving back. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So, Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And, you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so, and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And, you know, looking at, like, Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them a might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, a nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet, and very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. We have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because you want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership from 21 to 30. It's a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. And you know, over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business, successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they got to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor, because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, that like it. They like, they had members, mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved. So stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, they say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out and goes to our facilitator, and that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and nine times out of ten, it's probably a money problem.
Uh-huh.
And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business that's going. It's an opportunity. And he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help him become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age in here now is 40 years old, and but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they can present it. They can make a presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for us.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You've been, you can tell that from all your businesses, what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the network bar concept?
You know, first things first, we got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've got open. 5 months, I think we got over 500 or 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do get successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned. That's the first one working well. Now you go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. You go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city, if you got one of your hotels, you can put a network bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes network with Dallas, and Dallas becomes network with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice. And that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them, we could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah. For you, what, and if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you do? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. He was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy that I was teaching, his little kid, was in the restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in the restaurant business with me? You know, and I said, yeah. You know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze, you know, I'm all for it, you know, I'm young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him. And this guy was a jerk, you know, no business skills whatsoever. Just, you know, he's been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but no people skills. You know, I just out of college, you know, and I was service motivation prompts a good business, you know. I wasn't worried about making profit. I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted, you know, and get sales and then make money out of it. But anyway, come to shove, and he's going to buy me out, I was going to buy him out. So I didn't have any money. And I said, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out, and maybe you buy me out and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle-class man. He's an electrician. And he says, I'll get the money for you. Being Italian, I was wondering where he's going to get the money. You know, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He said, I'll get the money for you. So he came back. He said, okay, I got the money. I said, where'd you get it? He said, I mortgaged our home. And I said to myself, wow. To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. And you don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. I just, the fear of failure just it keeps me going. Even, you know, to anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you, motivates you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah. What is your, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is the biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up, I brought him up like a business, by the way. This is funny. I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning. And I used to tell him, Sam, I said, there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles. And you taught him that principles were sticking to your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility. Be responsible for making the right decision. And be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And you're going to, and they're going to pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. Now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. It has principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, like I said, I keep saying I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, So I'm very proud of him. Everybody that's ever met him said, wow, he's a real good boy. So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The search continued for a construction worker buried in the rubble of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans after it partially collapsed on Saturday, sending debris through the street. The falling debris and equipment sent workers and bystanders running for safety. Three people died in the collapse, including the missing worker. It's been an agonizing wait for the family of that last remaining victim, who is engaged to a local police officer. Fire Chief Tim McConnell said, quote, "Unfortunately, we've had no success at this time locating the person who is still missing. The scene is still volatile, and officials discovered both yellow cranes are compromised and could collapse at any time, so the evacuation perimeter has been extended." The mayor told the Associated Press the building was last inspected 20 days ago, but there was nothing that would have stopped construction. There is now concern about the security of the building, with rain and high winds predicted to hit over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Numbers, my favorite segment, or one of them. I like Mailbag One, and I like talking about numbers, so We Can Count is always cool. How about the top paid iPhone apps? I happen to see a copy of the USA Today, so thank you. They do the work for me. Do you have any of these? Number one is Minecraft. Number two is Heads Up. That's Warner Brothers. Number three is Bloons TD6. Ninja Kiwi. Number four, iSchedule and Hot Schedules. I understand what that is. And then five is NBA 2K20 2K. How about that? I know what they all are. The only one is iSchedule is the one that that I use. We used to do birthdays here for fun to keep up with, I don't know, how people were aging and what the milestones that they were hitting. So how about this? Jay Farrow, 32. Usher, 41. Ralph Lauren is a big 80 years old. Wow. That's big. Ralph Lauren. Remember when, still when you go to the malls that are open, there's like five of them, you see Ralph Lauren stuff. Dolly Parton, by the way, had a big milestone over the weekend at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. 50 years as an Opry member. She's 73 years old. And she says, it's just a beautiful thing. I'm still here, and they're still allowing me to feel like I'm important in the business. How cool is that? She's got an upcoming TV special, Dolly Parton, 50 Years of the Grand Ole Opry, that airs right around Thanksgiving time. So good for her. All right, other numbers to tell you about. For all you NFL fans, I know there was a lot of people that emailed me when I had the triple threat. Nail the score. We're going to try to do that on Wednesday, but I'm going to caution you, it depends on flights. Let's put it that way. A couple of observations from the weekend. One, a kick is important. Matt Bryant misses a kick that would have tied the game for Atlanta, and I'm here in Atlanta and people are fumed. They would have tied the game against the lowly Cardinals, but instead the Cardinals go on to win. And I say lowly Cardinals. I like the Cardinals. I love Arizona. I've talked about Sedona and Tucson and Phoenix, but they're having a tough year. This is a nice big win for the Cardinals. Especially over the Falcons, although the Falcons are having an equally as tough time as far as their season goes, too. I mean, this is football, right? Here's the one team, the 49ers, undefeated. The Patriots, undefeated. How about the Jets beating the Cowboys? Tons wagging because of that. 24-22, Sam Darnold. He's the quarterback for the Jets. Has a great day. 338 yards and a couple of TDs and a very big win for them. And then some question marks about the Dallas Cowboys. The Broncos just shut down the Titans 16-0. Goose egg, goose egg, goose egg. I mentioned the 49ers. I know I said it on a previous show, but worth mentioning again. They shellacked the Rams, and so that does make you wonder about the Rams. They're 3-3. It's tough. People think, you know, back in the dynasty days, that teams can bounce back to the way it used to be before the salary cap, but it's not that way anymore. I think parity in the league has something to do with it. Salary cap players jumping, that whole kind of thing, is much different than what it used to be. By the way, the Steelers pick up a win over the Chargers over the weekend, 24-17. Phillip Rivers, dying a slow death because the Chargers are 2-4, and he threw for 324 yards. On the other side of the ball, though, it was Steelers, Steelers, Steelers. I mean, that Connor boy, two touchdowns for him. If you're a fantasy player, probably liking those numbers. Let's put it that way. You probably like the numbers on him. That's what I would say, right? Yes, absolutely. All right, what other numbers are there to talk about? I always say that numbers are everywhere around us, and I think that's absolutely true. I've talked about the numbers for The Joker, and it's making serious money, $544 million worldwide, if you didn't hear that. And it's gotten some... It's certainly been criticized for being too dark, but people are going to see it, and some people really like it. Reviews were poor on Rotten Tomatoes. I checked again, 26 positive on Rotten Tomatoes. So not good, for whatever that means. But it continues to earn a lot of money. No fluke. The Joker is absolutely a hit. There is something about the comic book genre that, and I understand it because I like some of the shows, there is something about the genre that has people coming out to see whatever movies they put up. And, you know, that's where the movie industry hasn't declined. It's where it's soared, is in any of the blockbusters involving DC, Marvel, you know, comics. It just depends who does it and how it's done. You know, let's put it that way. This is crazy. We keep hearing these weird things, like the thing about the ice cream, somebody licking the ice cream, remember that? And then, of course, they were caught on camera, and yeah. And then I was reading something today, earlier in the day, about a place that I sometimes like to go, because you can get kind of healthy food. Notice I say kind of healthy, because it's also easy to pile on the calories, too. I guess we could say that about, any place, right? You eat the bread, etc. So, Panera Bread. You had a worker that was fired at Panera, and he and I see the headline, and the headline is says something about, you know, exposure, and the first thing I'm thinking is, oh no, here we go again. What is, you know, what does that mean? Is this another one of these strange things like we saw with the ice cream? But the word exposure, what they're saying is an employee at a one of the restaurants in Alabama diagnosed with hepatitis A, and people who ate food from that outlet through January 4th through the 5th might have been exposed to the disease. How about that? Hepatitis is nothing to fool with, and they're still talking about this even though notice the time frame I said that was at the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year, and this is something that's still being talked about. And, you know, people that they say that ate at the restaurant or had carry out or delivery meals during that period have to be watchful still for symptoms. You know, that whole thing about the vaccine has been recommended since the mid-90s. And lots of kids under 18 have been vaccinated, others vaccinated before they go abroad, because it's not good to get hepatitis A. There was someone that my brother, when we were kids, dated. Her father was a doctor, and somehow he got hepatitis, and I remember the discussions about that, how serious it was and how he was super healthy, and then all of a sudden that happened, and, you know, there went his health, and there wasn't a lot. It was like kind of a slow burn deterioration, I guess, is the best, you know, way to, I guess is the best way to put that, let's just say. There's a story when it comes to numbers that I absolutely love. Let's get some good news in here, right? Talking about Syria, talking about reactions to some other things that are happening. But this story is awesome. Ready for it? I happen to catch this in the Washington Post. There's a story about a dog, Duchess the Fox Terrier, squeezed out of the door at an owner's house in Orlando back in 2007, didn't return. The owner of the dog, Catherine Strang, made lost dog signs, and took trips to all the shelters for months, desperate to find her. And finally, no joke, she gets reunited with the dog 12 years after she disappeared. A man found the dog under his shed in the Pittsburgh area, 1,000 miles from Orlando. He took the animal, her dog, to a shelter, and there a scan of the microchip linked her to Strang, who moved to Boca Raton, Florida. And she went to the shelter. When she went to the shelter, she just burst into hysterics. That is the craziest. Oh my gosh, that is the craziest story. 12 years. I mean, where has she been for 12 years? What has happened in 12 years? And of course, you know, if we could talk to the animals, remember the old song, but we can't. But I know, it's some levity. I had to give us something light. And that's a good story. 1,000 miles away, alive, well, reunited. Yeah, I'm going to say I'll take that story every day of the week. But very strange to get that phone call after all that time. Hopefully the dog had a good home and somehow got loose or something, and then that's how they were able to figure out who the dog belonged to, because of the whole microchipping thing. Here's to the whole let's get the dog microchipped, because it may be in your best interest in the end. I mean, let's face it, you've heard me talk about my dog Mahalo. I didn't grow up with dogs, and I didn't necessarily get the whole thing until I actually got a dog and realized, because the dogs give you that unconditional love and that warmth, etc., and there is something just absolutely amazing about it. That's why especially the Mahalo type dogs, the Golden Retrievers, are such good therapy dogs. I mean, just absolutely great therapy dogs. Alright, coming up, a conversation with Judy Cobb, and this woman has such an interesting take. She's been tested by her faith and really found deep that faith can really heal you. I enjoyed
spending some time with Judy, and I think you're going to love hearing her, too. She's part of Author's Corner, and that's coming up next on the show, so hang with us.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Interesting and beautiful woman I'm going to introduce you to next here on Author's Corner. We had such a fabulous conversation off the air, so let's bring it to you on the air. 40 Days of Healing, a book of meditations, prayers, and testimonials of healing. J.D. Cobb is with us right now. J.D., thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So you and I talked about the importance of healing and what that journey's like. And you told me that, you know, something traumatic happened and you did the 40 days of healing, and certainly people around you saw the power of that. What else was it that made you want to write this book?
I saw people who were in church who were not accessing the healing that God gives. It was as if they were oblivious to it. They didn't know that he heals, that he blesses, that he restores, that he empowers. And to me, it's like there has to be a community of faith. Perhaps by reading the scriptures and the narratives and the testimonies that are in this book, people will see the reality of God being a healer.
And you gave me some great examples of, because right away somebody says to you, well, what does that mean, healing? And you told me the example of a young woman and her father's death and how that shook her, and then how she was able to sort of open up and, I don't know if it was embrace it, but she felt that healing spirit. Explain that story.
We were standing at the gravesite, and they had just lowered the father's coffin into the grave, and I could see her spirit drop, and I touched her arm lightly, and I said to her, the love that your father had for you is still with you. It did not go into that grave. And when I said that to her, her countenance changed. I could see her spirit lift. And it really made a tremendous difference. We are always looking for love, and the love is always available to us from God. Yet we seldom go to God as the source of that unconditional, eternal love that He offers.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of the times we live in? Do you think it's because of, you know, a rise of atheism or agnostic people? Why do you think that is now?
I don't think it's agnostics at all. Unfortunately, I've seen church leaders who want to connect people to themselves rather than connect people to God. And so it's like, well, I'm the way that you get to God. I'm the way that you get your blessing. And it's like, no, you're supposed to liberate us. Your job is to set us free so that nothing hinders us from getting to God.
So it's a man-made problem in a sense.
That's my perception of it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, boy, that's a whole nother story, that's for sure. So again, the book is called 40 Days of Healing, a book of meditations, prayers, and testimonies of healing. You can pick it up on Amazon. We're speaking with J.D. Cobb. J.D., you also told me another story that was so powerful about your brother. Tell the listeners, share that story with the listeners.
This is so incredible. My brother was about to be inducted into the Army, and so he was over 18 years old, and he comes back home. He runs through the door, and he says, Mother, did you know that I had polio as a child? And Mother said, yes, I knew, but she had never told him about it. He was born in the 40s, and at that time, polio was pretty much prevalent. And she said that all of the children who were going to the hospital, they would put them in the ventilators and the machines, and they would die. So she kept him home, and every day she would pray over him, ask God to heal him, and anoint his feet. And through that process of prayer, she said, eventually his feet straightened out, and he ran and played as rough and tough as ever. And
wow.
It was this incredible story that nobody knew, but the evidence that he had been healed was there. And yeah. It was so amazing. It was like, wow, look at God. Look at what God can do. And all of those years, nobody had any idea.
Wow. And you, so there's examples in your own life, and you talk about, you know, the observations, other observations of healing and prayers that have been answered. And I think that's it. It's not like a one-stop shop. Remember, there was a movie with Jim Carrey where I'm just going to, all these prayers, I want the, you know, I want the Prada shoes. I want the whatever car. And maybe that's it. It's sometimes the confusion of materialistic stuff.
No, these prayers are for mind, spirit, body, soul to be healed.
Yeah.
I personally feel that when we live in discomfort, when we live in dis-ease, that dis-ease eventually manifests itself as a physical disease. And so it is by us constantly being aware of our comfort zone. When we're out of our comfort zone, God said he would never leave us, neither will he forsake us. And so it's always being mindful, well, Lord, I don't feel comfortable right now in this situation, but to turn to him. And the other aspect of it is to know that we have the power to speak healing to ourselves and to speak healing to others.
Wow. And so healing to ourselves, how do you do that?
I have a friend who came over the other day and she said, oh, my hip hurts. And I said, every time you feel the pain, say, thank you, God, for healing me. It's a change of focus.
Mm. Okay, so you're taking it away from whatever it is, whatever the pain is.
When we focus on God, He manifests to us. If we speak to God and say, God, you are my healer, and I thank you for healing me, we receive healing from God.
Yeah.
The things that we speak, our words and our thoughts, manifest the realities of our lives. And so what we're speaking, what we're focusing on, what we're talking about, just like Rhonda Byrne wrote in The Secret, that's what comes to us. Mm-hmm. And so if we're speaking healing, and we're speaking love, and we're speaking favor, we're speaking grace, many people refer to it simply as gratitude. And yes, it's an involuntary gratitude when you realize the things that God has done to preserve us, to protect us, in creating the human body.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The complex web that it is. So, JD, you're a retired educator. You have been in Miami your whole life. You were a teacher, a school principal, an administrator, an assistant principal. You've done it all. Did you ever think you were going to write this book?
I wrote the book because there was a need. I guess I started writing it probably midway. I was with the school system in Florida for 39 years. I was actually born in Birmingham, Alabama. And as I've grown, the things that I saw, I was writing in response to circumstances, situations, people, things. There's another story in the book I tell about Elizabeth Brown, who refused to allow her body to have cancer. And she spoke to her body, and she spoke to God, and when the doctor sent for her, she did not go, initially because she wanted to spend that time with God, decreeing and declaring that there was no cancer in her body. When she did go back to the doctor, there was no cancer.
Wow.
Just from the words that she spoke, just from the relationship that she saw herself in with God. And when you get to that place, that position, it's just amazing.
What you said is just amazing. I'm thinking, boy, I hope people gravitate toward this and they can see the power of that. And you said it. Some people say gratitude, and then you take that, though, and you shift it, and then these are the stories that you're telling us about. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
The ultimate thing is that I want them to walk away with a sense of peace, that there is a peace that God gives to us when we come to the place of trusting Him, knowing that He sees everything, He knows everything, but He has not made us into robots. He's given us free will. And so our will is to choose Him. When we choose Him, He brings light to our darkness. In Jeremiah, He said, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. It's like, well, God, I didn't know that. Lord, I didn't have that understanding. But by getting in that relationship with Him, it's just an amazing thing. That's one of the narratives in the book is about God, not Santa Claus. So we go to God for relationship with God, not for things.
Yeah, that's what I've mentioned, that you don't say, I want this, I need this, it's not about things, it's completely different. All right, the book is called 40 Days of Healing, a book of meditations, prayers, and testimonies of healing. J.D. Cobb, it's been a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.